My name is John Erling, and today's date is June 23rd, 2016. Doug, would you state your full name, please?
Douglas Alvin Campbell.
Your date of birth?
August 15th, 1947.
And your present age?
68.
Where are we recording this interview?
In my conference room in my office in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What is the name of your office?
Campbell Design Associates.
We'll talk more about that later. Where were you born?
Galveston, Texas.
Tell us your mother's name.
Mildred Marguerite Campbell.
Tell us a bit about her, where she grew up, and a little bit about her personality.
Well, she was a Texan, grew up in a very religious family. Her father was interested in politics, however. They started out in Wichita Falls, Texas, and then ended up in Houston. And her father was actually involved in politics there in Houston. I'm fortunate I was able to get to know my grandparents on my mother's side, which was nice.
What was your mother's personality like?
Very strict. She was a school teacher, so she was interested in education, but she was very, very strict in her approach to life.
She was very religious?
Yes, yes.
And she was very strict in her Christianity?
Yes. And every time the doors in the church were unlocked, we were there.
So that could be three times a week or more.
Oh, at least, yes.
And that was in Galveston. So then your father's name?
Earl Maitland Campbell. He was from Michigan. He and my mother met at a social function when he was in the military during World War II in Galveston.
What was his personality like?
When I think of my dad, I think of him sitting in the living room reading. He didn't interact with us that much. He mainly sat and read. And was not a social person at all.
What did he do for a living?
He was a postal supervisor. He managed a postal station in Brookside.
But in Galveston?
In Galveston, he was released from the Army and started his career in Galveston.
And that career was?
The U.S. Postal Service.
Okay.
He was orphaned when he was 14 years old, so he did not finish his high school. He certainly didn't go to college because he was responsible for helping raise money to keep his sisters housed and so forth. So he went immediately to work, and then he did get a GED later, but he was hardworking.
Was he adopted eventually by someone?
No, no.
Lived in a foster home?
No.
Orphanage?
No. He went to work. He lived in Michigan, so he became a crew member on boats in the Great Lakes.
From 14 on, he was on his own?
Yes.
Well, that shows that this guy was a pretty strong person.
Yes. Well, he was very quiet. He didn't have a lot to say.
So your mother was a disciplinarian then?
Disciplinarian and very social. She was the butterfly. Her passion was the church. She loved to sing and very musical and so forth.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had two brothers. My older brother was 4 years older. He was very, very bright. Earl Jr. was his name, and he was very, very interested in science. He, like me, graduated from Edison High School here in Tulsa. We moved to Tulsa when I was 5 years old.
The names of your brothers?
Are Earl Campbell Jr. and Wayne Campbell.
Why did they move to Tulsa?
Because my older brother, Earl Jr., had a serious asthma problem, and the salt air was exacerbating the problem. So the doctor suggested you need to move inland. My father got a transfer, and it was to Tulsa, so here we came.
So it's because of your brother's asthma that you came to Tulsa and flourished?
Yes.
That move to Tulsa was in what year?
1952.
And you were how old?
Five.
You remember the first house you ever lived in?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was a rental house, and it was over near Admiral and Harvard. We lived there for a year, and then we moved to a house on 42nd Street behind Pennington's drive-in. So I grew up thinking Pennington's was the neighborhood restaurant.
Did you run over there a lot?
Well, really, you had to be in a car to be serviced.
So right.
I would ask my parents, let's go to Pennington's.
And they did?
Yes.
Was that a house you owned then?
Yes. No, it was a house we owned.